The Flower Ceremony, a Plain and Simple Beauty, adapted from a story by Janine K. Groschmeyer. In the city of Prague, in the land of Czechoslovakia, in the year 1923, there was a church. But the building did not look much like a church. It had no bells, no spires, no stained glass windows. It had no organ to make beautiful music. It didn't even have a piano. It had no carvings of wood or statues of stone. It had no candles or chalices. It had no flowers. The church did have some things. It had four walls and a ceiling and a floor. It had a door and a few windows. It had some wooden chairs. But that was all, plain and simple. Except the church also had people who came to it every Sunday. It had a minister. His name was Norbert Čapek. He had been the minister at the Plain and Simple Church for 2 years. Every Sunday, Minister Čapek went to church and he spoke to the people while they listened, sitting quietly and still in those hard wooden chairs. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they went home. And that was all. No music, no candles, no food, not even coffee or donuts. Springtime came to the city of Prague, and Norbert Čapek went out for a stroll. The rains had come, the birds were singing, and flowers were blooming all over the land. The world was beautiful. Then an idea came to him, simple and clear, plain as day. The next Sunday, he asked all the people in church to bring a flower or a budding branch or even a twig. Each person was to bring one. What kind, they asked. What color? What size? You choose, he said. Each of you choose what you like. And so, on the next Sunday, which was the first day of summer, the people came with flowers of all different colors and sizes and kinds. They were yellow daisies and red roses. There were white lilies and blue asters, dark-eyed pansies and light green leaves. Pink and purple, orange and gold, there were all those colors and more. Flowers filled all the vases, and the church wasn't so plain and simple anymore. Minister Čapek spoke to the people while they listened, sitting quiet and still in those hard wooden chairs. These flowers are like ourselves, he said, different colors and different shapes and different sizes, each needing different kind of care. But each beautiful, each important and special in its own way. When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves, and then they each chose a different flower from the vases before they went home. And that was all. And it was beautiful, plain, and simple as the day.
The room is full of flowers. Some of them you picked in your gardens. Some of them were made from fabric and have been hung around your necks. And some of them are in our hearts. We have new flowers every year, fresh flowers that are beautiful for just a few days. Part of why the fresh flowers of spring are so stunning is that they fade away. And we have this flower ceremony every year in this congregation and in congregations around the country, in fact, around the world. So even as the flowers wilt and fade, there is something in this ceremony that lasts. Something that, like the autumn wind, takes what lasts and carries it forward. These rituals repeat in our lives, from flower ceremonies to the weddings and graduations that surround us right now. The rituals of family dinners together, or lighting a chalice, or watching a sunset. Each of these things that repeat give us a window into that part of ourselves that is timeless, the part that doesn't swing with the joys and the sorrows. There is something in each of us that is steady through all the grief and the joy, and Lord knows the change that comes to us. It's not the part of you that likes the color red or the part that craves chocolate or cupcakes or coffee. It's not the part that cries over the news or sings for a new baby. It is the part that looks into the face of a new baby and remembers that your face looked like that once too. That everyone's face was like that once. That we are, in some sense, all still brand new, just coming into bloom. In this room, there are people who are just a few years old and people who are 90 or more years old. And all of us are just coming into bloom. And the blooming is not the steady part, it's the knowing that we are just coming into bloom that is the steady part. Norbert Čapek could see that in Czechoslovakia in 1923 when he started his flower communion. And then into the 1930s, they kept practicing this ritual because in Europe in that time, it was important to honor that each person's way of being in the world was valuable, that we could each bloom in our own way and that that was good. And in fact, in that part of Europe at that time, that was a radical thing to claim publicly. And Čapek, it turns out, was too outspoken, too willing to risk connections in the world to survive the Nazi regime. Some years later, they accused him of listening to foreign broadcasts, which was a capital offense at the time. He knew what he did in the world was dangerous, but he didn't stop. He wasn't willing to swing with history. He wanted to be steady, timeless, clear. And what he did with that wisdom was to celebrate each person's way of blooming. It's a funny thing that the individual parts of us are not the steady part of us, but that deep, steady part of us celebrates all of the ways that we are individual and unique in this world. So our spiritual work here is to find the part of us that does not swing with the joy and the sorrow, but holds steady. And then to celebrate the way each person blooms in their own way and encourage that blooming so that we become a wild bouquet of life.